I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Rebels in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo say they'll overthrow the government if it refuses direct talks with the Congolese government. The conflicts forced 250,000 people from their homes. Food for the Hungry's Pete Howard says 275,000 family meals are being sent there, which will open doors for the gospel. He says when people are in crisis, they're much more open to hearing the gospel. And in an Asian nation where ambiguity protects believers, the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism reports that opportunities for evangelism are opening through teaching English as a second language. One missionary wife is using a translation of Genesis to teach women how to read and write in their own language. Prayer is needed for a believer who's been accused of burning down a church built by missionaries. Pray for God's wisdom for those in authority. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. You can find us on the web at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.